Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. I'm Doug Hagman. I just want to say thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform, belief in me, belief in Eric the Tech, and all that we do. Just a tremendous viewing and listening audience. And thanks for telling other people about this program. It's growing all the time, according to the numbers, which is amazing. So thank you. I've got a very special program today. With me, the entire program, is Mr. Paul McGuire. His resume would take me too long to even get into. You know Paul McGuire from paulmcguire.us. He is a talk show host. He's been on Fox News. He's been everywhere. He's written so much. He's got a ministry and, of course, the Paul McGuire Report, but look at the books he's written. And I think I've read every one of them. Plus, he's got a new one coming out he's going to tell you about, and a very special offer for you folks listening and viewing this broadcast. So it's going to be tremendous. Before I get to Paul, I just want to mention a couple of things very quickly. We saw that we saw Liz Cheney voted out yesterday, of course, in Wyoming. That was not unexpected. That was expected. But boy, her speech afterwards, comparing herself to Lincoln, essentially Lincoln.
She's a gem.
Isn't she, though? I mean, look. Well, I'm just going to say goodbye. Goodbye. Have a nice one. Yeah, if she thinks she's going to come out and run either as a Republican or independent for any higher office, good luck with that. All right. Maybe she might have a place in The View. I don't know. I don't know. Some things to look at. The video from the Trump raid. I know what I know from people who tell me things. Now, it's not going to be all that terrible, but all that, it's certainly not going to be that great for the FBI when that tape does come out, that video does come out. I say tape, it's digital video, surveillance video of the property. Some unprofessional behavior, some, of course, you couldn't catch because of, areas. You're not going to have a camera pointing into a closet with a changing area. It's just not, you're not going to have that. But so certain things happening there. The search warrant, the FBI essentially said, look, we overshot the search warrant, basically. And they had specifically this team from the Washington field office had, there's a name for these people. What they do is they make sure that the search warrant does not go beyond, or the material taken does not go beyond what the search warrant allows. And even with these special ops there, it did. And of course, the passports as one example. This is, I'm going to tell you right now, this is perhaps one of the most, if this doesn't make you upset, I don't know what will. I do suspect there is another warrant out there. Tracy Beans from Uncovered DC was talking about two different docket numbers. And I'm telling you right now, there's something to that, two different cases. I'm not entirely sure exactly what is going on, but I do suspect that there is another case yet to come with President Trump. But the intent here, of course, is to indict President Trump and make sure he cannot run again, which, look, these are laws. These are subject to our Constitution. There's nothing that will prevent him from running again. Nothing. I'm telling you, it's not, I mean, the laws are subject to the Constitution of the United States. As long as he meets the qualifications of the Constitution, the so-called laws, statute on the books, will not stop him. All right. The next thing, of course, is the tensions internationally increasing. And, of course, we had Yuval Noah Harari talking about essentially the hacking all humans. So we've got so much on the table right now to talk about. So to talk about all of this with us in his book coming, Power from On High, talking essentially about everything. Really, it's up to date and how we can fight against this is Paul McGuire, paulmcguire.us. Paul, thanks for joining me. And it's so good to have you back.
Thank you very much, Doug, for having me back on your show. And it's always a great honor to be your guest.
Well, it's a great honor to have you. And you know what? Where do you want to start with everything? Because the last time it didn't seem like we had enough time. I don't want to bogart the topics here. So you tell me, hog the topics.
That reminds me of that film with Peter Fonda, Easy Rider. And they had that song, Don't Bogart That Joint, My Friend. that's how I learned what the word bogart meant. That was many, many moons ago.
And that dates me, doesn't it? I mean, it ages. I mean,
dates me.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I remember that, actually. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about that before you asked me. And I think, with your permission, I would like to just dive right into it.
Let's go. Yeah, please.
Okay. So America and the world, because what happens to America ricochets around the world. America is under all-out attack. And I believe, and I explain the reasons why in my book, Power from On High, there is a plan to destroy America. America must be destroyed in order for the globalist elite's plan, the Great Reset, to occur. And the reason for that is that there's a map, whether people are aware of it or not is irrelevant. I mean, it's important, but it's going to work whether they're aware of it or not. So the reason that America is unique and different than any other nation on planet Earth is because the Pilgrims and Puritans were intellectuals, scientists, and they basically were the architects of our Constitution and Bill of Rights, which you were referring to. Now, no other nation on planet Earth has the rights that we have. So we have things like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom from unreasonable search and seizure, and many other things. Basic rights, the right to bear arms. So these are the rights that our founding fathers gave us. And I want to make this very clear to anyone listening who may be confused about this. And this is what I would like to clear up. Because America has all these freedoms, and the Pilgrims and Puritans got their ideas from a biblical worldview. I'm talking about economic ideas, social ideas, governmental ideas, military ideas, et cetera, et cetera. They got them from the Bible, and they applied them, and there has never been a nation except for Israel in certain seasons. And, you know, Egypt was very prosperous, too, in certain seasons. But there's never been a nation that rose to power and economic power and media power like the United States of America. It's never occurred. And what enables that? What enabled the American dream? What enabled at one time economic prosperity and opportunity was the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, that our founding fathers said that the Creator has given us certain inalienable rights, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So the pursuit of happiness. Now, when you read the United Nations Declaration, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and you read the European Union Universal Declaration of Human Rights, they're practically mirror copies of one another. And the weird thing about them is that they are nothing like the American Constitution and Bill of Rights. So, for example, there's just flat out lying in the EU Constitution and the UN Constitution. They'll say in one line, because all your so-called rights are numbered, and it'll say on one line that you have freedom of speech. You have the right to critique the government or critique their policy on whatever. Okay. You have the right to do that. So then if you skip down about seven more lines of rights, you get smacked in the face with this really weird statement that completely contradicts the previous statements. And it says that the UN and the European Union have the right to go after you legally. And we're talking about jail, you know, being in jail till death, execution, repossession, and then going back in time. So if you said something 25 years ago, you could be arrested for that. So it contradicts. It says we're giving you freedom of speech, but if you use it to critique the UN or the Great Reset or whatever, that you can be jailed and all these stiff fines. So which is it? Does the EU Constitution and the UN Constitution, are they empowering freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press? No, absolutely not. Now, America, up until recently, because America has changed at its core fundamentally, what made America great, the most powerful nation on earth? Imperfect, yes, but you're not going to get perfect until you get to heaven, assuming that you're invited. And then secondarily, assuming that once you're invited, that you accept the invitation. But that's another story. So the thing is that God had a plan for America that was unique. And that's a very presumptuous statement, and people get angry when you say that. But the reason we know that is because the Pilgrims and Puritans entered into a contract with God, and God honored it, and he prospered us in all kinds of ways. So everything we're seeing now, the economic reversal, I mean, I never saw our economy boom so much going back to the previous presidency. The people in America, there was a sense of rejoicing. I'm not talking about the lineup of buffoons on, you know, the various cable news networks. I'm not talking about the clown show, the Bozo the Clown show. So there's the way they want to destroy America is they want to destroy media, especially alternative media, because alternative media contains a whole lot of truth and facts and authentic documentation. So they want to shut that down. They want to totally control people's lives. And one of the secondary effects, for example, as you know, of the vaccination and social distancing and wearing the mask and stuff, all of that is really that those are all those like ritual things that we're doing now, like putting on the face masks and social isolation and the masks and stuff. That's all the real reason for that is not germs. The real reason for that It's a very sophisticated form of psychological conditioning on the subconscious level. So on the subconscious level, the American people are being taught to be dependent, to enjoy their slavery, and to look to a bureaucratic hierarchy, like the Tower of Babel, the top of the pyramid, to look to an elite, globalist elite, Luciferian elite, to look to them to be your masters. The Jews had a problem in Egypt with that. They were actually enamored with the Pharaoh and his court. So we know, and I talk about this in my book, Power from On High, just all the world's wealth, all the power, all the money, all the businesses, all the manufacturing, all the assets are ultimately controlled by just 12 international banking families. Now, these 12 international banking families control the entire world's wealth, and they control media, entertainment, medicine, big pharma, you name it. So these 12 international banking families, the globalist elite, one of the primary ways they exercise this domination and control of our society and our lives is they control two powerful financial banking firms, Vanguard and BlackRock. And Vanguard and BlackRock control all the other companies like Bank of America and Fox News and Disney and just an endless, massive network of globalist corporations. They control everything. And so that's why, you know, you were probably asking yourself this question. I was, I'm sure many of your listeners were asking themselves this question. I remember when they first started implementing these procedures to allegedly protect us from COVID. And I kept asking, and also watching the media during the previous election. And what I noticed was that none of these mega corporations were acting or functioning on a capitalist model. They weren't attempting to make a profit. They would do everything you could possibly imagine to erode and destroy their profits. So like if you're a small business owner and you own a hamburger, a great hamburger joint, okay? So you got to treat your customers nice, clean, sanitary, you know, great, super great tasting hamburger. I haven't had a hamburger in a long time, and I'm starving for one right now. So what keeps the doors open in your restaurant is your quality, your hard work, your paying attention to detail. So now you have all these mega cable news networks, et cetera, and they're insulting the beliefs of their at least 50% of their audience. And this is going on for 2 years. It's going on now. So why are all these major corporations abandoning the basic principles of capitalism and insulting and betraying their audience? That's not the classical way of making money and building a financial empire. It's the exact opposite. And I couldn't figure out why they were operating outside of the traditional business model. I'm saying to myself, They must be getting their money from the back end somewhere. There's no way, for example, CNN could have just vomited on moderates, conservatives, et cetera. You know, they vomited on them like a ritual baptism of puke. They puked in our faces and ears and eyeballs, insulted us, called us insane, urinated. I'm being graphic on purpose because that's the emotional sense of what it feels like to watch a company like CNN puke on you. And so that would drive away your audience. And it did. I mean, they rigged the numbers, but it drove away their audience. So the who's controlling this is the 12 international banking families. And it we have been taught in school, et cetera, that you got to make a profit, you got to cut your costs. But they're sailing, you know, they're sailing to the moon and back with no rocket fuel. And the reason it is they have a hidden economic factor that you don't have and I don't have. And that is this endless stream of money coming from secret sources, which are the international banking families.
So would this, what you just said, especially about media, would this also apply to things that we saw during this lockdown period where, okay, you're allowed to be open, you know, that kind of thing. And I mean, how would that apply to everything that we're seeing, especially from, you went from the 12 families through Vanguard and BlackRock. Is that how it goes through those corporations and then down to, okay, now you're dealing with media, but what about like all of the industries across the board? Or
they totally control and totally own, with the exception of a very small independence. They basically own and control everything in no matter what industry it is. They own and control everything.
All right. Now, okay. So now let me ask this. Are Bill Gates, Soros, Klaus Schwab, others, are they outliers in this where they have control over certain things, but not the monetary supply? So whatever they have control over, that gives them certain power? Or are they working in tandem together with the with the families?
I would say they're in the inner circle of the families. I mean, Gates received the monetary fortunes of other billionaires and stuff. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. All these foundations, as you know, it's a legal instrument that allows them to dodge paying taxes. But you asked a very important question, like, how does it all play out? I remember when the whole COVID thing was taking off and all these laws were being passed and stuff like that. And they were shutting down businesses and stuff. And then they were sending out, you know, very, very modest checks that I don't know who could live on the checks they were sending out. But as I was driving around the neighborhood and stuff, I do a lot of my research, not just in books and stuff. I walk around with my eyes open. I observe people. I observe what's going on. And I make mental deductions. It's like a game for me. So I'm walking around and I happen to notice something about 2 weeks into, and now let's say 2 months into the shutting down of businesses. And what I notice is the stores that are getting boarded up and shut down, they all fit in the same category. It was the businesses, and it is the businesses of the hardworking working class and the hardworking middle class. So it's the working class and middle class smaller business owners that are all being taken down, and the giant globalist elite-owned corporations are receiving trillions and hundreds of billions of dollars to stay afloat. So you're empowering the wealthy to continue to live like kings and queens. But it was clearly obvious to me 2 months into this thing that you're targeting middle class and working class small business owners. I mean, the other day, it's so hard to find a place to get a haircut. When I knew that you had invited me on, I was calling you as I'm driving to get to a haircut place because you can't find one. If I drive to a haircut place nearer to where I live, there used to be like four or five haircut places in this very large, you know, mall type thing. They're all out of business.
Yep.
Because they're small, independent businesses. And so, you know, that's just one example. Churches were hit hard. So the other thing I want to say is there's a lot of naivete and just plain old stupidity in the American people, both in some cases conservative and in some cases liberal. But this gullibility, this willingness to believe flat out lies. So, for example, Klaus Schwab, you know, his selling point for the Great Reset. And he, as you know, the Great Reset is really the globalist elite's secret mechanism for rebranding communism, Marxism, and socialism. So when you analyze the Great Reset, you will soon see that the structure of the Great Reset is the structure of communist dictatorships and Marxist dictatorships. So Great Reset is hard communism, hard Marxism. So Schwab says this, he goes, all of your listeners have heard this, but you know, you will own nothing. That's like one of the cardinal, that's the cardinal principle for communism, Marxism. You will own nothing, Schwab says, but you will never be happier in your whole life. Now, that is illogical. That is a lie. And not only is it a lie, it's the exact same lie that the communist revolutionaries used in Russia and China, the Marxist revolutionaries used, and socialist revolutionaries used, because they simply tweaked the words a little bit. In communism, they promised the people a worker's paradise. All your needs will be taken care of. Access to great free health care, great education, a great job for everyone. Now, every single one of those bullet points that I just said to you are the exact same stinking bullet points that they pitched communism and Marxism to the people. They said, we're going to create a worker's paradise, a heaven on earth for you. You'll own nothing. We'll share everything equally. But it never, and this is why they don't want the people and students and your kids to know what history teaches. They want them dumbed down, because dumbed down people make excellent slaves. So the real purpose of the Great Reset, it's a secret mechanism employed by the globalist elite and the Luciferian elite to re-engineer society and create what was formerly called the New World Order, has simply been rebranded as the Great Reset. And people have no idea, because they're lying. They're selling these utopian ideas. And as this Great Reset continues to emerge and take form, people will be able to see with their eyes, hopefully, and they'll be able to get a better understanding of what the Great Reset is really all about. It's about living in the cheapest ghetto type apartment, plenty of social media. You receive like a very, very low welfare check, and it's hell on earth. No hope, no opportunity, You can't be an entrepreneur. And every stinking little part of your life is micromanaged because these people have already implanted in the bodies and brains of hundreds of millions of people in America and across the world, microscopic nano chip implants, which are wireless, and they can do, they're basically the prelude to the mark of the beast 666 technology. So with these nano chip implants embedded into people, and then the self-assembling mRNA and DNA, and self-assembling means it's like they injected you with a microscopic genetic material that very quickly begins to grow in your bloodstream. And like a lustful vampire, it needs to suck your blood internally. And that gives it the biochemical power to go from a little tiny erector set toy to a large erector set toy growing in your body. And you've not everybody gets this, but a certain percentage do. And you see what the surgeons have taken out. And it's this weird stuff, like from the first Alien movie, these skeletal large pieces that are not human and they're not non-human. They've never seen whatever this material is before. So that's the Great Reset. The Great Reset is slavery on a level that only Satan could have dreamed of. Because think if the Nazis or the communist Russians or the communist Chinese had this technology. They can read your mind. They can do that now. To what degree, I don't know, okay? But it's moving quickly to the degree of picture-perfect clarity and audio of reading your mind, hearing your thoughts, retrieving your memories, and then wirelessly, and then they can control your thoughts, your moods, your emotions, health, sickness, whatever. You're a walking GPS transmitter. They know where you are. They know what you're thinking. So it's not just like in China where they have the Chinese social credit system and they got a camera on you everywhere. And the cameras are hooked up to computers and they're spying on the people. And then they arrest them or get them unemployed or whatever if they deviate from communist policy. No, this is taken light years into the future. They don't need to visually see you with the camera because they're watching you through your mind and your senses and your thoughts. So you're thinking, you know, curse words, I hate the Communist Party. You're arrested. You disappear or whatever because you thought it. Now, if people don't think that technology, you know, I get so tired of this. You've known me for a long time, Doug.
And I have to say this. Not only have I known you, you've been on this program. You have spoken about this years, 5-10 years ago on this platform about this very subject, saying the pretty much the same thing, even long before the coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2, COVID, whatever you want to call it, came out, this bioweapon, long before the mandatory vax. You were talking about this a long time. So got to give you a lot of credit in Prophecy of the Future of America. A number of books that you have written has addressed this in detail. Plus, you've lived, in a sense, under the tutelage of some of the revolutionaries back in the late 60s, early 70s, and you've heard that their ideology. So, I mean, you've been right on the money ever since I've known you. So go ahead.
Yeah, and you know what? You wrote the foreword graciously to Mass Awakening. It has to be the Lord because it's like this sanctified predictive programming. But, you know, I look at my books or somebody points it out or you say something. And I've talked about this a long time. Sometimes I've talked about it 30 years ago. And so I knew the technology and the science, how far along into the future we had already arrived at. And so, you know, I would always get attacked, especially by Christians, because Christians don't do their homework. Not all of them, but a lot of them. That's why we're in the mess we're in. But I knew these technologies existed, and I know, you know, the technologies that we're talking about now exist. And let me give you an example. And you mentioned that, you know, I was under the tutelage of scientists and stuff that were in these areas of scientific study, like hanging out with Timothy Leary, the Harvard LSD professor, guru, whatever, and Dr. John C. Lilly. They did the Day of the Dolphin after him. But see, I do deep research, as you know. And so I just don't stop at Timothy Leary or Dr. John C. Lilly. What happens is, and you employ this too, a lot of people that are creative and communicators have this gift. What happens is you God will reward your diligence and your research. The more you research, the more data you get, the more you're able to see a clearer picture of what's happening and know you're on the money. But the other thing is that after you do all that, I'm sure this happens to you all the time, like it's like somebody's talking to me, but I don't hear an audible voice. It's the spirit of the Lord, but I don't like to make it sound super spiritual, you know? It's just like you see something, okay? You get an impression, a concept comes to your mind just out of nowhere. So Dr. Timothy Leary, I hung out with in the East Village. I was like 17. Abby Hoffman, the radical activist, which was in the movie, The Chicago 7 or Chicago 8 on Netflix. Dr. John C. Lilly, the porpoise doctor, he's the guy who invented the sensory deprivation chamber tanks, where you deny your body of any stimulus, you know, sight, touch, whatever. And then he would take it a step further. He would take ketamine and LSD, have out of the body experiences, talk to spirit guides and stuff. But you can't dismiss this guy as a flake because he was a super genius. But going with that inner software from the Lord, the technology of God, he guides me to keep pressing to investigate certain individuals' lives. And so then the concept arose in my mind. And I deal with this heavily in my new book, Power from On High. The concept came to my mind that Lilly secretly was working for the U.S. government, the intelligence agencies, as a mind control doctor. And so were a bunch of these guys. And I interacted with them. I learned things from them. That's why I majored in altered states of consciousness at the University of Missouri. So they were following Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. I read that in third grade, as you know. And the lights turned on in my mind in third grade at PS 69, Jackson Heights, Queens. I read Brave New World, where Huxley comes out and talks about, in a sci-fi novel, a scientific dictatorship where you can program people to love their slavery and brainwash them, and they will learn to love their slavery, embrace it. And then he talked about how you reprogram people. And he was one of the secret hidden designers of the MKUltra program, which runs on this principle: pain or shock or crisis or chaos, but pain, drugs, hypnosis, and then repetition programming. And so you can apply that to an individual, or you can apply that to a nation. So MKUltra can be initiated against a nation like America, and it has, or Europe, or it can be targeted towards an individual. But the basic concept that Huxley was bringing up is that in the future, we'll have a scientific dictatorship. But when you read Klaus Schwab's writings, he's talking out of both sides of his mouth, and so is his associate. I can never pronounce his name. What's his name? Yuri what?
Yuval Noah Harari.
Yeah, Harari.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who hasn't seen him, this guy says he's a genius, but he's a bloody psychopath. And his plan for you and me and our families is to lock us up in some concentration camp laboratory. But anyway, you learn to train yourself. You see, the reason Christians in America at this present moment are losing the battle for the heart and soul of our nation at this present moment is because they're essentially just operating on a mediocre level of practicality, logic, and reason, whereas they should be operating on a vastly superior level of human ability. But they're not. It's a mediocre level. But that's not the whole problem. They're operating on a mediocre level of knowledge. But the bigger problem is the theologians within the church, going back thousands of years ago, developed these non-biblical doctrines. And here's the big one that I deal with in my book, Power from On High. The church was basically powerless before Jesus ascended into heaven. They didn't have a whole lot of response. They didn't have a whole lot of juice in them, okay? So what changed the early disciples and the early Christians from being kind of a ragtag group of kind of like Jesus fanatics? What changed them into these men and women that literally conquered the mightiest empire at that time in human history, which was the Roman Empire? They conquered it spiritually and mentally, so much so that the Roman Emperor Constantine had to appease the Christians politically. He had to do what the Christians wanted politically. Now, what caused that? What caused that was Jesus told them that he was going to ascend into heaven. And he said, but I want you to tarry or wait in Jerusalem until the Father sends his power from on high upon you. So they're in the upper room. God pours out the power of the Holy Spirit, power from on high. Another term is they're clothed with power from on high. And then finally, the term power from on high, which is the title of my book, the actual translation of power from on high is the explosive dynamite force or explosion of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis. The dunamis is the dynamite force or explosion of the power of the Holy Spirit. So when the disciples were clothed with power from on high, they received overwhelming supernatural power and wisdom and force. Now, for whatever reason, Christians, conservatives, conservative Catholics, whatever, they censor what God says. They reject it. So you have, we're right now, and this is the title of a book that your listeners should get. It's on a discount. We are currently now in the greatest battle for the hearts and minds of mankind in the history of the world. Yet the majority of the church
Paul,
in this
Paul book, is it are you talking about this book right here?
Yeah.
Fantastic book. And I was going to recommend that. We're on the same page, same book, same page. Absolutely, folks. What Paul just said, this book addresses what Paul just said, okay? And Paul's a prolific writer. I don't think I've read a book that opened my mind as to the power that we have that you talk about. The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World by Paul McGuire. And I just love this book because you go into things like, from Paradise 1.0 to downloading God's apps, things like that. I'm going to leave it there. I can go through a whole litany of things, but I'll let you continue. Go ahead, sir. But this is a great book. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. By the way, your name is referenced in my new book, Power from On High. I was just proofreading it the other day. Your name's there. So God bless you.
Wow.
So, and you were kind enough to write the foreword for Mass Awakening. And you know, Mass Awakening explains to everybody what the dynamics of exactly what's going on in terms of this group hysteria, this you know, mass trance state. Okay, so this is the critical point. I think because so many American Christians have been exposed, I'm not denigrating all Christian people on TV or evangelists. I'm not putting them all down in one broad stroke. But I am saying this. There's been a very high degree of charlatanism, con man stuff, fake healing, fake emotionalism. Not everybody, but a disturbingly large percentage. And just to be blunt, so many secular people and so many Christians have been exposed to zillions of hours of a three-ring circus, in some cases, of people talking about the power of the Holy Spirit and then acting like bloody lunatics who escaped an insane asylum. And that's stuck in everybody's head, and that erodes your faith because subconsciously you're marrying, so to speak, the supernatural power of God with raving, you know, craziness and wacko stuff. So what I want people to understand more than anything else is that we're in this greatest battle. We're in the last days. I don't know when Jesus is coming. My perspective is I'm supposed to occupy until Jesus Christ comes. That's what he said. And when he comes, I'm ready, okay, by faith. So I don't know when he's coming, but we're in the last days, and I believe personally that he's coming soon. But that should never be interpreted as a cop-out for, you know, taking a nap in the greatest battle for the hearts and souls of mankind. So I began to study this power from on high, the power, the anointing that came upon David when he took down Goliath. The enormous supernatural power resonating at a specific electromagnetic frequency. Also, the power of God coming out of Joshua and Caleb, who go into the land of Canaan. And the power of God is so strong in them that it changes Joshua and Caleb's perception. So I want your audience to lock in on this. The supernatural power of God not only gives them physical power, biological power, miraculous power, but it gives them intellectual perception, analytical power. So when Joshua and Caleb went in to spy or check out the land of Canaan, they came back to God with a good report. What's a good report? A good report simply means they perceived the reality of the giants in Canaan in the way that God wanted them to process and perceive it. So the way it works is this. They came back to God and said, we went into Canaan and we saw the inhabitants of Canaan. They were small, you know, like grasshoppers. No problem. We'll wipe them out. And then the supernatural power of God not only changed their perception, but the supernatural power of God changed the perception of the giants in Canaan. And the giants began to see themselves as grasshoppers. And the giants began to say that Joshua and Caleb are like giants and we're grasshoppers. You see what I'm saying? So people say, Paul, what are you talking about? You use terms like the technology of God. You know, you're New Age. No, I'm not New Age. I'm interpreting the Bible in the context of both the past, but I'm interpreting the Bible in the contemporary, up-to-date manner. If Jesus was alive today, the focus of his teaching would not have been necessarily breaking bread and serving fish to the 5,000 people that came to hear him speak. He would most likely be inserting biblical truth and talking about the internet, social media sites, and things that, you know, were commonplace to the ordinary person. So that's all I'm doing when I open up these things. Okay, so this is the critical thing. We're in this greatest battle, and we're not using our primary weapon, spiritual weapon, that's been given to us by God. Now, what kind of idiot army? I'm not speaking about all Christians. There's a significant remnant among your audience, especially. You have a significant remnant of true believers that believe God, and they're going to take the land. But you have a larger number of Christians and people of all kinds of persuasions who can't grasp the concept that you can't go into this very sophisticated, you know, you talked about me, you know, writing about technology in the future. Well, I don't have time to talk about it today, but the futuristic technology and sciences that we are already operational are right out of a sci-fi movie, and the technology too. You can't go there being Mr. Randy Dandy Christian from the Leave It to Beaver era in the 1950s. You're going to get massacred. That would be like getting a bunch of high school students with ADD and who are overweight, and I'm not putting people down for either things, and they have to fight a street gang that's got assault rifles. I mean, this is like stupidity. You don't do that. So the church is trying to change the most powerful nation on earth that the globalist elite use to control the rest of the world, but they're not using the primary spiritual warfare equipment that God has given them. We can't do anything without Christ. So in the book, using science, using comparison with altered states of consciousness and stuff. In the book, Power from On High, I try to impart to the reader the truth that they instantly, at any time they choose to, can access this supernatural power from on high. And when they do that, that power will fill them, that power will radiate from within them, and that power will make people like David slaying a giant named Goliath, or Joshua and Caleb slaying the giants in Canaan. So if once we change our approach to the spiritual battle, I want to say it's strong and with every cell in my body, and mind, and I want to look directly at your audience and tell them what is in my heart briefly, and no apologies, no retreat, and no surrender. What I want to say is God wants his people to rise up filled with power from on high. That shouldn't be misconstrued with running around like a lunatic, speaking, shouting in tongues and a deafening roar. I'm not talking about craziness. I'm talking about effectiveness. So when you have that supernatural power in you, then and only then are you spiritually armed and dangerous. And all you need is a remnant church filled with the power of God, and you can change the course of the spiritual battle in America and the world. You cannot take down the globalist elites, giants like the World Economic Forum, the UN, and stuff. And let's remember that behind the scenes with these globalist elites, many of them are Satan worshipers or Luciferians. They are actively using now not only advanced technology and science, but they're employing alchemical magic, the teachings of Aleister Crowley, the famous Satanist. And they're using satanic rituals and witchcraft rituals to reconfigure reality, which means shape reality according to Lucifer's will and break the model that Christ built our reality to be. So this is a winnable war, but like we're right at the precipice. And if we do not immediately get right with God in the sense that I just talked about, if we don't do that immediately, we will perish. And there will be a slaughter. And people can say, oh, I don't believe you. You're scaring me. You're scared because you're stupid. You need to read history. What did the Jews say every time people came to them, their fellow Jews, and they tried to warn them that Hitler and the Nazis are building these massive concentration camps like we have? And they're gassing the Jews to death, and they're burning them to death in ovens in the concentration camp. And the response of the Jews was always the same. They said, it can't happen here. It can't happen here. Denial. They were brainwashed. They were in a trance state. So they responded by, it can't happen here, and denial. There, it can't happen here is a belief structure that opened the door for the Holocaust. And so we have the same historical pattern is unfolding in America and the world right now.
And I just, you are so right on. And I don't think this gets discussed enough. Excuse me here. This does not get discussed enough. Most people only see this communist agenda or the socialist communist agenda being laid out in front of them without knowing it's a stepping stone or it's part and parcel to the Luciferian takeover of the world of Earth by the very same people. I don't want to say reincarnated in that fashion, but it would be the same spiritual element of Lucifer that existed back then, heightened with new technology, with new and different tactics to meet today's standards. The same thing is happening today because we have people saying, well, no, that's not happening. Look at the injecticide, people getting injected that are having a lot of problems. I mean, it just came out 44% in the Pfizer trials, miscarriages. This is being hidden from the public. Once the papers are made known, people are saying, oh, this can't happen. This isn't happening. There's this denial based on this inability for Christians, especially, to see what's happening. And you pointed this out, and I think that was fantastic. So go ahead and keep going, sir.
Well, you just put your finger on the root issue. This denial synonym would be unbelief. Unbelief is probably the greatest sin in the Bible, because it's what is the one thing that will keep you out of heaven? Having a dirty thought? No. Committing a sin? Even a bad sin? No, that will not keep you out of heaven. Christians don't even know how to read their Bible. The one thing that will keep you out of heaven is unbelief, not believing or putting your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, not believing that Jesus can cleanse you of all your sins by his blood and make you born again and guarantee you an entrance into heaven. It's unbelief that is the fundamental sin. The fundamental sin of the church in America is unbelief. They don't believe God has the power to do what God says he can do. They don't believe that God has, for example, people say to me, oh, you know, you're talking about New Age stuff when you talk about the technology of God. I don't see God having any technology. Because you're an imbecile. That's why you don't see God having technology. Look at the stars. Look at the solar system, the gravitational orbits, the ebb of the tides with the moon. That's God's masterpiece, nature, but it's also biotechnology. It's an organic technology, which the transhumanists are just starting to get into that area. I mean, Christians need to step up their game. I mean, really, they're playing wiffle ball when they should be playing hardball.
But what you're saying, though, is people like from the World Economic Forum and the people who are involved in this alchemy, these spiritual Luciferian spiritual ritualistic activities, their belief in a lot of cases is a lot stronger than the belief of Christians.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but in order for us to defeat them, we cannot simply take an AR-15 and go out there and try to defeat, you know, them.
Nor should we even consider like AR-15 or that stuff, because that's exactly what the elite want. They want to brand us as a bunch of wacko, crazy, gun crazy people. The absolute worst thing we could do would be to advocate violence or guns and stuff like that in terms of a force of transformation. That's what Chairman Mao did. Chairman Mao killed, you know, the wonders and beauty of communism. Chairman Mao killed 34 million Chinese people in his own land, communist China. And one of his famous quotes, Chairman Mao, the dictator of communist China, was, he said, quote, all power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Well, in his mindset, the ultimate power is who has the guns. But God is more powerful than who has the gun. And then what's interesting is that Rockefeller visited China around the time that Chairman Mao said that. And the New York Times allowed Rockefeller to write this huge op-ed where he praised and glorified communist China. And yet he knew full well about the atrocities and the 34 million people that Chairman Mao killed. And then the globalist elite man Rockefeller says, China is a model we should use so that all nations on earth should look like China. You know, that's their mindset. So let's get back to this belief thing. So repent. That's kind of an old-fashioned word, but that's, you have to change your mind about, you have to make the decision. Am I going to believe what God's word says, or am I going to have a perception of unbelief? A perception of unbelief, for example, would be not believing that if you did what Christ told you to do, which was to pray to God and God will send you power from on high. If you don't believe that, and you're at war with God in your heart over it, you're blocking it from happening. A lot of God's supernatural power, especially the authentic power of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's a lot of people talking about a third great awakening. I think, you know, in recent years, I was the first guy to really talk about it. And I talked a lot about it on your show. But I never meant it in a New Age or occultic sense. It's a biblical and authentic biblical spiritual revival based on the Word of God. But if a remnant will come to God in prayer and allow God to birth an authentic biblical third great awakening, that would sweep through America, and it would drive the... See, America right now is under occupation of literal demonic armies that are in America, in the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, or the invisible world, America, because the church has not been faithful in using intercessory prayer as a spiritual weapon, we've opened a portal, like the CERN Hadron Collider, we've opened a portal in America that has allowed the demonic armies to come in and largely control things. It's not an accident that so many leading politicians and bankers and movers and shakers are Satanists. And many of the things that they do are designed to open a portal to bring in the demonic armies. But if we were filled with power from on high and doing what God told us to do, then that dunamis, dynamite, explosive force of the Holy Spirit, it would detonate in the invisible realm all around us. And that would cause a shockwave, the dunamis, the dynamite explosion of the Spirit of God. That would cause a shockwave to go off in the spiritual world and the invisible realm. And that would cause the heavily entrenched principalities and powers and demonic powers and fallen angels to fall from their positions of counterfeit authority. And then new doors would be open for God's people to rise up and to take back America in a loving, peaceful manner.
Amen. Well said. The one, the only Paul McGuire, paulmcguire.us. The link will be in the program description box at hagmanreport.com. Open up today's program and the link to his website, his books. By the way, his next book coming out, Power from On High. I've got to tell you, it's you can pre-order at the link in the program description box or go to paulmcguire.us. But do it today. Fantastic, fantastic book. Paul, before I get back to you, I just want to mention, I want to thank the people who support us, and I want to thank our corporate sponsors, including lightstream.com/Hagman. You know, with interest rates on the rise, now is the time, I'm telling you right now, to pay off your credit cards with a fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from lightstream.com/Hagman. You know, a credit card consolidation loan from lightstream.com/Hagman from Lightstream, it can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at just 5.73% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Look, the rate's fixed. It's not going to go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. You can even, in some cases, get the money the same day that you apply. It's a fantastic service. We've used them. I have friends, family, business associates who have used Lightstream. And you know what? The discretionary income you can use to pay off other bills as well as preps. Just for my listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/Hagman. That is lightstream.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. This is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. As I always say, you will be glad you did and you will thank me later. That's lightstream.com/Hagman. Thank you for our fine friends there. And again, our guest, Paul McGuire, paulmcguire.us. Folks, visit the website. You've got to pre-order the book, Power from On High. And also, check out all of his books, including Mass Awakening. Yes, Paul McGuire was very, very kind and allowed me to write the foreword to the book. Yet it's still selling. That's a good thing. A Prophecy of the Future of America, 1 and 2. Or the first one, and then 2016, 2017, still relevant today. The Greatest Battle. I'm telling you, Standing Down Goliath, and also the book that he co-wrote with Troy Anderson, The Babylon Code. There's not a bad book in there, folks. Go to paulmcguire.us and make sure you load up on the books. It's just an incredible amount of knowledge and information in that, in the array of books. And I cannot wait for people to get their hands on Power from On High by Paul McGuire. So, Paul, thank you for allowing me to just take that time.
Can I say one thing really quickly?
Yes.
Okay. Really quick. I just want to urge your listeners to pray for you and your ministry, your communications, your family, and to pray for others who are faithful like you are faithful. To be a watchman on the wall. And I want to urge your listeners not to take you for granted. It's their prayers that provide God's protective barrier. But I was looking at you while you were talking. God's hand is on your life, and he's using you, and he's using others. And God forbid that that light that's coming out of you and others that are faithful should be extinguished by people who are wicked and evil. So don't take men, great men like Doug Hagman and others, and women too, don't take them for granted. Pray for them passionately and thank you for what you've done, the risks you've taken to be a beacon of light to millions of people.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And I have to say this, just like they did with Alex Jones, they're trying to do with him, they're trying to do with us, and we are all Alex Jones at this point. And I want to thank you very much for saying that, because you folks have no idea the battles that go on behind the scenes.
Right.
None.
Right. And if, you know, if they crush voices like yours and others, that's it. God's people will be deprived of any information, facts, documentation. All they hear is lies. So, you know, we have freedom of the press, freedom of speech. They people need to own it. I mean, they need to have a passion for you and the others. You know, I pray for you. And, man, I do hardcore praying. Like, you know, I call down the armies of heaven. I don't play wiffle ball. And I encourage your audience to do the same.
Again, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And, folks, pray for Paul McGuire, too. I mean, you're a brilliant writer. You're a brilliant spokesperson for God's message. I don't know how else to put that, but I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot from you, and the time you and I have spent together, I treasure that time. So I thank
you. I treasured it too, my brother. I really did.
Yeah.
I really did.
And we're going to do that again sometime. I really believe that we're going to see each other one more time before we can anymore. So
yeah,
I might have to come on my hover round. You know, but I'll get there. Little rascal. But Paul, you know, this is fantastic. I mean, here we are in 2022. We're 83 days away from the midterms. People are putting their faith in a political solution where you can't fix the problems that we have with politics. And they're not paying attention to what's really important, and that's the bigger picture here, and that's the spiritual battle that we face. And I'm so glad you're pointing this out.
I'm sure you would agree. It's very very important to do physical things like voting and being informed. But if you're ignoring And that should be done. But if you're ignoring and not using the power God has given us, then we're doing our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, a great disservice. So.
Amen to that. All right. What do you see happening here? I mean, you talk about the Christian remnant having the power, but not really not using the power, and maybe not even understanding that they have the power. And I believe that.
Right.
Well, how do you see this playing out if you want to get into that? Because I know that your power from on high does bring us to basically to the minute where we're at right now. But how do you see this playing out?
Well, there's multiple pathways we could potentially walk down in America. Okay. I don't want to sound like a pessimist, but people under evaluate what a vulnerable and dangerous position we're in right now in this country in terms of loss of all freedoms and stuff. So I see an effort to demonize Christians and conservatives and libertarians, to demonize them through the media. Because if you wanted to destroy your enemy, you have to create a mass public hatred of those people. They did it to the Jews, and they've done it in every dark communist revolution that has ever happened. So you demonize the enemy. And they're already, they've been sowing seeds of hatred, public hatred towards Christians, you know. We're the crazies. We're the ones responsible for the spread of COVID. And the list goes on. All of those are lies. So that's one pathway. And power from on high, God will pour it out. But we may have to train ourselves now to walk in power from on high, because you're not going to make it through the persecution, the adversity, and the societal upheaval, you know. This growing totalitarianism is very dangerous because it's unchecked. There's no accountability. So that's a huge danger. On the positive side, and the communists and the Luciferians and the Marxists, they understand this principle. Christians don't. They own this principle. We should be owning it. And the principle is this. It only takes like 4% of the population, just 4% of the general population, to be communists and to have a successful communist revolution. You just need 4%. And that's how a lot of politics is played. They're going after that 4%. Christians think, oh, we got to have this massive majority in numbers. No, we just need 4% of people that are filled with power from on high, a remnant, and a dedicated, committed, sold out, equipped, and intelligent 4% can turn the tide of the battle, and we can change the future within whatever parameters that God, the sovereign king, allows us to. In other words, what I'm saying is God has given us the power to change and shape a lot of things. Certain things are his prophetic word, and we can't change it. But other things we can, and the things we can change, we should be diligent to change it. You know, they have vulnerabilities. They have weaknesses. Psychological warfare can be played by both sides. You know, people read the Bible as like it's a book for morons. The Bible teaches in specifics the dynamics of psychological warfare. Joshua and Caleb, psychological warfare component in there. When David slew Goliath, psychological warfare component, because out of his inner man, David shouted to Goliath in front of the Syrian armies and in front of the armies of the children of Israel. David looked at Goliath in the eyes, psyops, and he thundered, "How dare you defy the armies of the living God?" That was a psyop. He was reframing the perspective and perception of the armies of Israel and trying to teach them that the God that is with them is more powerful than this giant, this Goliath. So we are far more powerful than we think. But we, if we continue to allow ourselves to be marginalized, if we continue to perceive ourselves as slaves and weak and helpless, that's what we will become. And that's also in rebellion from the Word of God. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. Christ isn't stupid. So if Christ isn't stupid, and if you know Christ, you have the mind of Christ, then rhetorically, why are there so many stupid Christians? Because if you're born again, theoretically, you should have the mind of Christ, and the on switch should be turned on.
True. I had to give that a little bit of thought. What's preventing that? I mean, we're...
I'll tell you what's preventing it.
It's us. I mean, it's... Okay, go ahead.
All right. The question you're asking is the one that has haunted me ever since I went from being an atheist, secular humanist, and into the New Age. And then I miraculously found Christ. But that question you just articulated has haunted me. And it was only when I began to study the science of mind control, brainwashing, et cetera, that I, again, it was one of these things as I'm studying humanly, but the Lord gives me a kind of like a revelation. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but like a revelation of the information I'm absorbing on brainwashing. And now this is the central principle on all brainwashing. And if you understand this, you'll understand why people will do something or not do something. So all advertising, all music and persuasion, TV shows and persuasion, whatever it is you're trying to persuade people to do, become, and act, is based on this principle. In every person, except for people who know God or know themselves, in every person, there's this built-in autopilot desire subconsciously that you want to look like, dress like, act like, think like, and be perceived like the in crowd in society, whoever the winners are. That would be movie stars, billionaires, you know, we could add to the list. Okay, so any form of mind control or propaganda or whatever is built on the principle of exposing the public to images of winners, successful people, beautiful people, rich people, you know, the people that everybody wants to be, many people want to be like. And so those people become the spokespeople, the cheerleaders, you know, I'm a movie star. I'm pro-abortion. You see 100 movie stars and all these Academy Awards. I'm pro-abortion. So what causes people to move, in some cases, to be pro-abortion is they see that the hip people of society, the winners, the gods and the queens of society, they believe abortion is perfectly fine. And that psychological principle is the most powerful component in changing human behavior, thinking, attitudes, fashions, or whatever. The two leading experts on mind control and propaganda that Hitler borrowed from were Americans, Edward Bernays and Walter Lippmann in the 1920s and the 1930s. And they discovered, they were in the advertising business, and they wanted to, you know, the subconscious image of smoking cigarettes in women's minds was a dirty, filthy habit. Only loose, cheap, loser women smoke. So they tackled that, and they filled the movie screens with beautiful actresses all smoking cigarettes, beautiful women, successful women smoking cigarettes in magazines. And they inundated society with endless images of the ideal woman that everybody, every woman wants to be like, but they all were smoking cigarettes. That embeds in the subconscious, and it overrides the rational mind and you go into a place of like, you have a deep, insatiable desire to be like the winners, okay? And as simple and childlike as that sounds, that's how just about all political action, social action, ideas, belief systems, or whatever are programmed into us and elicit action and behavior change in people.
I get it. That's the blueprint, essentially, right, of everything else. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. We only have, I can't believe how fast time goes. We only have about 4 minutes left. It seems like it's just been 10 minutes. My goodness. You have a book special. I want to make sure people really understand that you've got a great special going on for the listeners and viewers of the Hagmann Report. Go to paulmaguire.us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. There it is right there. Hagmann Listener Special. Folks, go to paulmaguire.us, choose any book and save a lot of money off the books. Use coupon code Hagmann. You cannot go wrong on any of those books there. I'm kind of partial to Mass Awakening for the content, not the
necessary. It's a great book, Doug. It's a great book.
I'm telling you, they're all great books. And I don't know how you do it. International best-selling author. You're just on fire all the time. And the next book coming out, Power from On High, you can pre-order that at paulmaguire.us. And I would suggest you do so as soon as possible, because who knows how long we have before.
Right.
You know, they,
right.
Yeah. So, Paul, it's just been a fantastic time with you. It really has. And again, knowing the power that we as Christians have to fight against this, whatever is coming against us, really, I think, is a gift that you've bestowed upon us to really remind ourselves that we've got this power if we only choose to use it.
Yeah, and I have to just say quickly, in my experience of walking with the Lord for like, I don't know, 40-something years, I must admit, I had many legitimate supernatural experiences with God's power. But I also had to battle with cynicism and unbelief, because I saw so many people acting like lunatics or clowns, and a lot of hyper-emotionalism and nuttiness. And I couldn't reconcile the thing. So you know, that was like a spiritual warfare against me. In fact, as I was crying out to God, I was writing Power from On High, I was literally crying out to God and saying, God, give me something that will help your people in the time that we're in. Something, you know, they're coming in from all angles. Give me something. And unexpectedly, I never wrote on this topic, the Lord brought to me, you need to teach my people about, once again, in a way that they can relate to, about power from on high. And it's the last thing I expected to write on, because out of my, you know, we're all human, personal insecurities and fears of being labeled a religious flake job for talking about power on high. And then I said, you know what? I'm only going to be here X amount of years and I'm going to heaven. So I might as well do everything I can that will please the Lord. If I can do just something that will change the direction of our nation and every one of your listeners, you want to do just something, you know, and then a couple of somethings. And if everybody just did that, we would have massive change in our nation.
Boy, amen to that. Paul, I want to thank you again for your time. Gracious gift of time. I know you're a busy guy. I'm telling you what, you think we're busy. Paul Maguire is busy. I mean, when I spoke to him last night, I don't know what you, I could hear all kinds of stuff in the background. I don't know. You were going 100 miles an hour, but
the air conditioner broke and it's like 90 degrees in the interior of my house. I needed to get a haircut because of your invitation to be on the show. I wouldn't show you what I look like. I was terrifying, you know, because all the hair places are cut. So yeah. Last minute, I actually called you driving to the haircut place because I knew I could get a haircut, because otherwise I would have looked like a lunatic.
You are as good looking, Paul. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
And again, thank you for your gracious gift of time. Folks, that was Paul McGuire. PaulMcGuire.us. Please go there now. Order, pre-order Power From On High and take advantage of the book special. May God bless each and every one of you. I want you to have a great night tomorrow, Steve Quayle. Good night, everyone.